Welcome to the Christian Ministries Church Podcast. As you listen, we pray God's blessing be over you and that He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Now let's join Pastor Ashley Ellison.
Today I want to speak out of the book of Joshua. I want to teach a little bit again out of the book of Joshua. I've been there for several months. Seems like I just keep talking about it because the more I read it, there's more practical truths that's available for us through the book of Joshua. The Old Testament gives such an understanding of what God wants to do in our life today. And we as Christian people, I'm not going to quit saying this, we got to quit this mindset of whatever happens, happens. If whatever happens, happens, then there's no need for us after salvation. But the reason why we get saved and we're still here is because we are the church. We are here to be the hands, the feet, the body of Christ here on earth. And so we need to know what God did, how He did things, and we can study stories of men and women in the Bible who learned to stand strong, and these stories are there to give us an equipping so that when we're facing circumstances, we've got something to look on and go, you know what, I can do this. I can do this. I can make it. God has promises. I love the book of Joshua because Joshua was appointed to lead God's people to the promise, to the promised land. That was God's promise. And we've got to stay determined in our lives just as God's people through Joshua had to stay determined in the Old Testament to receive what God's promise was. How many of y'all got some promises you're hanging on to? I haven't seen it yet, but I've got a promise and I'm going to hold on to that promise. We got to know that God has things available for us. I mean, I said it during Fall into Faith three different weeks in three different locations, that the promise of heaven is awesome. The promise of heaven is awesome. And I will never, ever be guilty of not acknowledging His promise for heaven. Never be guilty of that. I'm grateful that I have the promise of heaven. But we can't just stop there. There's so many others while we're here waiting on that promise that we could join in on some of that today. You know, we have some things for us today. We walk by faith. We don't walk by sight. And the way we do that is we lived a determined life. We determine. If you want to get what God's made available, you got to start thinking bigger. You got to start seeing things way bigger than where you're at. Now, I get guilty of seeing them so far along that I forget, okay, there's steps to get to that, and there's steps before heaven, and so we've got to go along each of these steps, and maybe there's areas in your life that you've given up on because they just seem impossible, and I want you to know that you don't give up on a promise just because you haven't received it yet. You don't give up on a promise just because you haven't received it. We've got to stand. We got to get a new grip. We got to get some encouragement. We got to get some teaching. And I pray that the last few weeks there's been some teaching that has equipped you to go further than you've ever gone before. That's my hope. Today I want to talk about, out of the book of Joshua, I want to talk about Caleb. I like Caleb's story. Being wholehearted. Wholehearted. I like that word, wholehearted. That's what I call today, wholehearted. We got to be wholehearted. I looked it up in the dictionary. Well, here's to give you a definition that just kind of explains it. There's two of them here. The first one is, and I've got it up on the screen for you, completely and sincerely devoted, determined, enthusiastic, energetic. Completely and sincerely devoted, completely and sincerely determined, completely and sincerely enthusiastic and energetic. Have you ever seen somebody wholehearted about something? Most of the time when you start thinking, who is it that's wholehearted, you start going to sports. A lot of us do. Because we've got people that are wholehearted. I'm talking about sports. The Chiefs are on today. And I know because I can get on Facebook and I can just know, it's game day. It's everywhere. Game day, game day. Anybody going to watch the Chiefs game day? A few of you? Yeah, that's right. Wholehearted. I'm in. I'm in. And the more I'm kind of watching, I'm starting to get in. I was pretty frustrated they lost last week. I don't know if anybody watched that. I was just kind of frustrated. It's like, come on. And then the more I watched it, the more they kept doing what they were doing, I thought, you deserve to lose. While I wasn't taking any active part in the game, I was just observing. But I tended to be all in while I was watching it. I found myself just kind of like, I was being sucked into this game. I don't know if you ever get into that, but I just, and I remember when my kids were playing volleyball. I was all in. I mean, I was completely and sincerely devoted, determined, enthusiastic, and energetic. Am I explaining this? Here's the second part. Marked by complete, earnest commitment, free from all reserve or hesitation. Let me say this different. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I got KC written all across my forehead. I don't care what anybody thinks. I'll walk right into any stadium in the United States of America with my Kansas City Chiefs. That's wholehearted. I'm all in. And we watch that. I watch every week Peyton Bettinger putting something online about he wholehearted now. Peyton goes, did he really just, I called his name out. He don't care what anybody thinks. He's marked by complete earnest commitment. Am I right, Merlin? Yep. In your walk with God, have you said, God, you have all of me. Take all of me. I'm all yours. Whatever you want in my life is what I want in my life because, God, I'm wholeheartedly. You can just paint it right up here on my forehead. I'm all committed. I'm all yours. I'm energetically yours. I'm enthusiastically yours. I'm marked. You do whatever you want to do, but I'm yours, God. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm all in, and everybody knows it. That's what I want to talk about today. So I can just stop right there, and if you didn't hear anything else, you got my message. Now let's talk about this because in your walk with God, if you have said that, then we've got to know that that's who we are. And so to talk a little bit about Caleb in Joshua chapter 14, I'll get there here in a second. But then this guy in the Bible is kind of neat. It says six times that he was wholehearted. And in the Hebrew, you can look it up. I mean, this word is six different times he is called wholehearted. Another word in English is loyal, outstanding loyalty. He was loyal. Give you the six different occurrences that it said it. Numbers 14:24 says, but because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to and his descendants will inherit it. What was meant when you read that when it says different spirit? Well, I think if we were all really kind of just thinking about this, we'd understand there are people with a little different spirit when they're wholeheartedly into something. I'm going to use sports. I'm not going to use hunting in my illustration today. All in, because most of you probably know I'm not really that all into the sports scene. But it's fun to talk about that more than it is hunting. Because then you can look at somebody else other than me. What was meant is by a different spirit. He had a different, it's not like those that are in and out. One day they're kind of, if they're winning, I'm in. If they're not, I'm out. You know, I mean, I'm talking about there are people who are in and out, up and down. One day they're up, next day they're down. Same thing in Christianity. They're in for a season and then they're out for a season. They're not really wholehearted. They're not really totally in. Oh, they were at one time, but not anymore. And Caleb was different, it says. Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly. And so I read that and I think, and it says, I'll bring him into the land he went to and his descendants will inherit it. This is in Numbers 14. Caleb was different. When you have an all-in spirit to the Lord, God will go before you and bring you into what is yours based on his promises. We'll say that again. When you have an all-in spirit with the Lord, when you are totally devoted, when you are wholeheartedly in, God will go before you and bring you into his promise. So as I asked at the beginning, how many of you have some promises that you're believing God for? I've got to make sure that I'm wholehearted so that he'll go before me. Now, I love this. I'll bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it. This is really big. When you have an all-in spirit, God will go before you and bring you into what is yours based on his promises. But it doesn't only affect you, but it affects your descendants. If we'll have an all-in spirit, it will not just affect your kids, it'll affect your kids' kids' kids. That's big. I don't want people to look at me and go, man, I tell you now, my pawpaw, he was a hunter. Well, I don't mind that. But I don't want that to be all they knew about me. I want them to know that I was all in. I was wholehearted into the things of God. And because of the things that they might be able to experience and see is because someone went and was obedient before them. Come on, you can be that. You can be that. Here's Moses in Numbers 32. He's summarizing something that happened 45 years before in Joshua 14. And here's what it says these 45 years before. Numbers 32, verse 8. This is what your fathers did when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to look over the land. I like this. Moses sent 12 leaders. Now these 12 leaders, they were going to go and give a report on the land. Y'all know the story? He's going to give a report on the land. They already knew that the land was good. They did? Yeah. They weren't going to report on how good the land was. God had already told them it's good. So they already knew that. They weren't going to see if it was theirs. They already knew it was theirs. God had already told them that. They were just going to get a report to encourage and excite the people. So 12 spies go, knowing it's theirs and knowing it's good. Knowing it's theirs and knowing it's good. Now let's keep reading. After they went up to the valley of Eshcol and viewed the land, they discouraged the Israelites from entering the land the Lord had given them. The Lord's anger was aroused that day, and he swore this oath. Because they have not followed me, NLT says they've not obeyed me, wholeheartedly. Because they haven't followed me wholeheartedly, because they haven't done it wholeheartedly, not one of the men 20 years old or more who came up out of Egypt will see the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not one except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and a Kenizzite, and Joshua, son of Nun, for they followed the Lord wholeheartedly. Those are the ones who follow the Lord wholeheartedly. Some people think, well, I follow God most of the time. I'm in church most of the time. I read my Bible most of the time. But they're not really wholeheartedly. And because they're not going to get what they could have got if they'd have been wholehearted. 12 of them went to give a report, and two of them came back and said, hey, they were wholehearted in. And God says, here's what's going to happen. They're going to get a reward for their wholeheartedness. There are things you're not going to get if you're not wholehearted. I mean, the Bible's just real clear on that. There are some things that's not going to happen in your life, in my life, in your life, that could have happened if we don't live wholeheartedly. One of the things that I just want you to know, the vision of Christian ministries from the very beginning was to encourage people to be all in. That's all we've ever talked about, be all in. And so I've offended and hurt and made a lot of people frustrated because I'm just one of the, if you're not all in, then just go out. Because I read the story, and the ones that were all in were the ones who got to go in. You want to go into what God has, then we got to be all in. All in, all in. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 35 in the NIV says, not a man of this evil generation shall see the good land I swore to give your forefathers, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh. He will see it, and I will give him and his descendants the land he set his feet on because he followed the Lord wholeheartedly. That's why. Why? Because he followed the Lord wholeheartedly. Caleb's descendants received blessings based on Caleb's obedience. Let me say that once again. Caleb's descendants received blessings based on Caleb's obedience. I really, really, really want my grandkids. Something happens when you have grandkids. I mean, I'm kind of all right with kids, but grandkids now. I really, really want them to receive some of the blessings based on their grandpa being obedient. Now, I can't even imagine the great-grandkids. I think a little bit about it, but I'm so caught up on just the grandkids. I mean, when they smile at me, I know God loves me. They just look at me and smile, and I'm like, ah. I melt. My daughters would smile at me, and I'd say, what are you up to? What do you want? Joshua 14. Let's jump ahead a few years. Joshua 14, verse 8, the NLT. My brothers who went with me frightened the people from entering the promised land. For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. Caleb's own personal testimony. My brothers scared him now. My brothers, they went with me and they frightened the people when they got, I mean, they frightened them from entering the promised land. But my part, I wholeheartedly followed God. I followed God wholeheartedly. I was all in. Joshua 14, verse 9. So that day, Moses solemnly promised me, the land of Canaan on which you were just walking will be your grant of land and that of your descendants forever. Because, here's why, because you wholeheartedly followed God. Because you wholeheartedly follow God. You get it because you wholeheartedly follow God. Young people, hear me. I don't care what school you go to, you better wholeheartedly follow God. Well, I don't know. I don't really know. But he starts talking about the music I listen to. I can tell you, based on the music you listen to, whether you're wholeheartedly following God. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I can't act real quick just like that. Because I can listen to the words that you're feeding your mind, and I can tell you whether you're going to be a Joshua Caleb or you're going to be one of the other 10. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Are you wholeheartedly? Now, well, I'm doing it because my mom and dad said. Mom and dad, hear this. If your kids are only doing what's right because you said to do it, then you miss some part of the parenting. The thing you got to get a hold of is you got to get to a place where your kids do it because they want to and they see the blessing of the promised land, not because of your blessing, but because they want it. They want it. Caleb wanted it. Caleb wanted what was his. And I'll get to that more. I'm jumping ahead of myself. Joshua 14, verse 14. Hebron still belongs to the descendants of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and the Kenizzite. Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, because he wholeheartedly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. It says over and over, because he wholeheartedly followed the Lord. And then it says, because he wholeheartedly followed God, this is what happened. Because he wholeheartedly followed God, this is what happened. He wholeheartedly followed God, and this is what happened. I read that, and I'm very, very intrigued by it. But I couldn't get past this Jephunneh, the Kenizzite. He's the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite. The son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite. As you read that, these are some big words. You're like, huh, what does that mean? I don't know. I can barely say them. I'm just moving on. That's kind of the way I look at it. So I mean, I don't know. But as you study this, a Keni, or in modern day English, a Kenny, seriously, was the son of Esau. A Keni, or a Kenny, was the son of Esau. Very interesting. Ben and I studied a lot about this years ago. It's very interesting as you look at this story. A Keni was the son of Esau. So Caleb is probably not Jewish. That's very cool because he's leading God's people, but he's not Jewish. Well, he's probably not Jewish based on his father's heritage. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, he's probably an Edomite, which is from the line of Esau. Now, I don't know if you've ever studied anything in the Old Testament on this, but well, what's he doing with the Jewish people? Well, he probably married a Jewish woman. But it says that his daddy was a Kenizzite, and it's very important that you know that. It was saying that for a reason, because he was, in essence, because of his marriage, adopted in. Ooh. I just got cold chills when I said that. Because each one of us was adopted in. And I don't care what your heritage is, because of Jesus, you can be adopted in. And this person without the heritage, an outsider, if you will, because he was wholehearted, he was all into what God had promised, he not only becomes a leader in the tribe of Judah when he wasn't a Jew, he becomes a man God exceptionally and exceedingly blessed and generations after him, and he was just adopted in. Come on. We're adopted in, and we can receive the blessings God has for us. We have to know that. Are you going to be a Caleb wholeheartedly following God? Let's look at the definition again. Completely and sincerely devoted. Go ahead and put that up one more time. Are you going to be completely and sincerely devoted, determined, enthusiastic, and energetic? I watch a lot of preachers, and one of the things that I've always wanted to be was energetic. I want people to know I'm excited about what I'm talking about. Why? Because I want to be all in to what I'm saying, and I don't ever want to get up here and be teaching myself while I'm trying to teach somebody else. I want to be someone who has already got a wholehearted mindset into what I'm talking about. It's important. It's important that you're all in. Caleb was all in. I want to be marked by complete, earnest commitment, free from all reserve and hesitation. I know there are times that you're like, did Pastor really just do that? And you're right, I did, because I'm free from all reserve. I want to be all in to what I've committed to. Come on, you've committed yourself to Jesus. Are you all in? Are you wholehearted? You want to see things take off even further than they're already going? Then you want to get ready for what we're... Well, how many were here Wednesday night? Talking about a message on change. I've heard time. If we're going to be ready for the next, then we've got to be ready for the next. And the next is not where you're at. The next is the next. And they've got to be there spiritually, and we got to know that that will just go right on over into the physical. It's marked by complete earnest commitment, free from all reserve and hesitation. I ask you again today. I want to just ask, and you want to kind of keep asking yourself, can you say to God, I'm all in. I'm all in. God, I'm telling you, I'm all in. Can you say that? Two things today. That you can know you're all in, or you can adjust so that you can be all in. The first one, you got to have a full-on confidence in God. Full-on confidence in God. 45 years before Caleb, this is what happened in Numbers 13, verse 27. This was their report to Moses. We entered the land you sent us to explore, and it indeed is bountiful. It's a bountiful country. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Have you heard that phrase before? Milk and a land flowing with milk. Here's the kind of fruit it produces. And they obviously showed them. But the people living there are powerful. And their towns are large. And they're fortified. We even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. The Amalekites live in the Negev, and the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites live in the hill country. The Canaanites live along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea and along the Jordan Valley. What were they doing? This God had already said, this land is yours, and it's good. And so what they're coming back, they're just coming back and telling them all the things that they saw. Here's the report I'm seeing. There's a bunch of big guys. It's fortified, which means you aren't welcome there. It's already got people in it. They're already harvesting some fruit. They're already harvesting some things from the land. Caleb goes, whoa, 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 quiet. Everybody calm down. Calm down. Can you see Caleb? Enthusiastic energy. When you hear them say, Caleb quieted the people, you have to know what, hey guys, I know he's like, hey, everybody, come on, quiet down. Do you think it was a little more like that? That's kind of what you got to calm down. So Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. which means he may not got them all shut up. And here's what he said. Let's go at once, take the land. We can certainly conquer it. What? Did he not see what everybody else see? Did he not see what everybody else see? Saul, whatever. Did he not see what everybody else saw? Yeah, and he wasn't talking about that. What he was talking about was the thing God had said. He went up to say, yeah, it's all good. How y'all calm down? You're talking about the wrong thing. Caleb had confidence because he was wholeheartedly about what God had said. His confidence was in the promise, not what he saw. His confidence was in the promise, not what he saw. It's much easier to believe God when you're fully committed. I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but it's just true. It's so much easier to believe God when you're in the Word, when you're in your prayer life, when you're in church, when you're involved with God's people, when you're excited. It's so much easier to believe God when you're in, when you're all in. When you're all in, it's a lot easier. I'm just telling you, when you're all in, it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier for me when I'm hanging with somebody else who's all in. It just really is. And when I'm not hanging with somebody who's all in, I got to get on the phone with somebody who is. I got to talk to somebody because I want to be around people who are all in. That's why I believe Joshua and Caleb were good for each other. I mean, it's just, they're all in. They're all in. I'm all about this. Wholehearted people are obnoxious if you're not wholehearted. I'm telling you, I've met people that are wholehearted into certain things, and I can't get in that conversation. And it's hard for me because they're all in, and I'm not. And so I'm like just kind of backing away because I'm thinking, they are obnoxious. That's too much. That's too much syrup on your pancakes. That's too much. And you know, if you think God's people are too excited about the Lord, maybe you ought to step back and go, oh, maybe I need to be a little more wholehearted. All he ever talks about is church. Yep, that's exactly all I talk about. I'll talk about what's going on. See, what I want to talk about is what I'm wholeheartedly into. Philippians 1:6. I couldn't get this verse out of my head. Being confident of this very thing. Wholehearted people are confident. And Paul was writing the church there, writing the Philippians, and he said, be confident of this very thing. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. He who has begun a good work in you. Has God begun something in you? Come on, I'm talking to a church full of saved people. Sure he has. He's begun a good work in you. And because he's begun a good work in you, he'll complete it. So what you got to do is be all in so he can do what he said he'd do. I'm going to be all in. I'm not going to run away from it. Caleb saw everything all the other spies saw, but he wasn't just seeing it by sight. He was seeing it by a promise. And I got to know that there is a promise for me, and what you believe God will do, you've got to believe about your situation. Let me just say, whatever your situation is, and all of us have a situation, something we're dealing with. Everybody here, something we're dealing with right now. Something that I'm frustrated about on how I'm having to deal with this, or something I'm dealing with over here, and I'm just frustrated, and I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know about this. And we're sitting here thinking about things and our situation. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I don't know about this situation. Let me give you just a quick phrase here. What you believe could be exactly what you see. What are you believing about your situation? Boy, I'm just believing that I'm not going to get through this. Chances are you won't. What are you believing? Because whatever you're believing is probably what you're going to be seeing. Well, here's what I know Caleb believed. He was wholehearted and he believed God would do what he said he'd do, regardless of who was occupying the land at the moment, regardless of what it looked like in the physical. And so therefore, Caleb governed what he said. He didn't say what he saw. He said what he believed. Well, how do you know he believed it? Because he was all in. I'm just telling you, there is a bunch of Kansas City Chiefs that believe that they're going to win today. Bunch of fans out there, they're stepping, they're believing. I'm just not all in. So I watched the game and I was kind of sucked in, and then I thought they deserved to lose. A Kansas City Chiefs guy goes, whoa, they don't deserve to lose. They've worked hard. That's all the other teams. They're all in. They're going to save everything to support their team. Come on, Christian, are you saying everything to support the Lord's promises? Are you saying everything that will benefit the kingdom of God? Here's what Caleb said, and I love this, Numbers 14, verse 9. They said to all the people of Israel, the land was traveled through and explored. The land that we traveled through and explored, the land we traveled through and explored. We went all through this land, people, and we explored it, and it's a wonderful land. It's a wonderful land. And if the Lord is pleased with us, if the Lord is pleased with us, he'll bring us safely into that land and give it to us. It's rich land. It's flowing with milk and honey. And don't rebel against the Lord. Don't be afraid of the people of the land. Remember that. Don't rebel against the Lord and don't be afraid of the people of the land. They're only helpless prey to us. They have no protection. The Lord is with us. Don't be afraid of them. The Lord is with us. Don't be afraid of them. The Lord is with us. Don't be afraid. I love that. God's working with them based on their wholeheartedness to him. God's working. I've never been afraid of my parents finding out how I acted or what I did when I did what they wanted me to do and acted like they wanted me to act. Never ever was like, oh, mom and dad's coming home when I had done everything mom and dad asked me to do. See, I never got afraid of anybody when my mom and dad were around and I was doing what mom and dad had asked me to do. What I was always concerned about was when I hadn't done what God asked me to do. Mom and dad asked me to do. We got a lot of Christians that are a little worried about what God's going to say and what he's going to do. Why? Because we're not wholehearted. But when you're wholehearted, you don't really get concerned about what God's thinking. You know what God's thinking because I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm believing God. I'm all in. And the more I'm all in, the more I stand bold and confident. Boy, are you getting this? We're confident when we're all in. The second thing I want to talk about in the last one is having a conviction. When you're all in, you're convicted to do it God's way. A full-on, all-out, all-in commitment or conviction. Commitment and conviction, same word. Commitment, convicted. I'm there. I'm convicted to this. I'm committed to this. Joshua 14, verse 7. This is 45 years that have passed now. We just read Numbers 14. 45 years passed, and Joshua's talking. Here's what he said. Okay, Joshua 14, verse 7. Here's what was said. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land of Canaan. I returned, and I gave an honest report. In the NIV, it says, I brought him back a report according to my convictions. I brought back a report based on my commitment to God, my convictions to God. But my brothers who went with me frightened the people from entering the promised land. For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. So that day, Moses solemnly promised me, he's talking about what had happened, the land of Canaan on which you were just walking will be your grant of land and that of your descendants forever because you wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. Now, as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive. And well, as he promised for all these 45 years since Moses made this promise, even while Israel wandered in the wilderness, today I'm 85 years old. I'm as strong now as I was when Moses sent me on that journey, and I can still travel, and I can fight as well as I could then. Wouldn't you like to be 85 and be able to say that? So give me the hill country that the Lord promised me. Give me what was promised me. You'll remember that as scouts, we found the descendants of Anak living there in great walled towns. But if the Lord is with me, I'll drive them out of the land just as the Lord said. I'll do exactly what. So Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave Hebron to him as his portion of land. Hebron still belongs to the descendants of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, the adopted one in. Some may think, life's just not going to be any fun if I give all of myself to the Lord. Life's just not going to be any fun if I give. If I'm wholehearted, then I can't do this. Let me just tell you, a wholehearted person is not afraid of an assignment, and he's not afraid of the next. And he's not sitting here making fun of what someone else has done for the kingdom of God. He's all about the next. He's all about the next big. And I'm not talking just in the physical, I'm talking about in the supernatural. He's all about the next move of what God has. And I like that. Moses told Caleb he would have an inheritance few others would have because he was wholehearted. Many people only view what God is doing from a distance, and they're going to watch God move in someone else's life that's wholehearted. Don't watch God move in someone else. He can do it in your life. Don't just watch from a distance. Come on, being in this church, there's some wholehearted people. Don't get jealous and frustrated. Just get in. Don't get, well, I hate it when they just get a blessing and I hate. No one says that, but you think it. So frustrated. They just seem to be so blessed. Get in. All in. All in. The things of God comes when you're more committed to him than you are yourself or others. Being all in. Being all in means committed to him. Being committed to him. If someone asks you, hey, you, whatever your name is, are you 100% committed? It's going to be hard for you to say yes if in your mind you're going, no. It's going to be hard. Well, I want to be all in, but I don't know if I am. And I didn't come up here today to do anything but to talk about Caleb and his all-inness. 2 Chronicles 16:9, one of my favorite verses. The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. God is looking for you. He's searching the whole earth looking for you. Well, what's he looking for? Someone who goes, it's me, God. Here I am. I'm committed. I'm all in. I'm all in. God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. I want to do what you're doing. I'm all in. You can count on me. I'll be here early. If it's setting up chairs, I'll be here praying. If it's all, I'm all in, not just to the church. Tomorrow morning, God, I'm all in. I'm starting out tomorrow morning. I'm not even going to start. I'm going to start tonight. God, I'm all in. See, you can get all in right now just by saying, I'm all in, and start living like you are. Start living like you are. Fully, fully, fully committed, convicted. Committed and convicted and doing it as God asks you to do. God's looking for those who are wholehearted. Many are watching and they're wanting God to work. Just watching. God, I'm just waiting and I'm watching. I'm just waiting for you to move. And he says, I already have. I'm waiting on you. You got to be all in. And my prayer today is Christian Ministries Church says, I'm all in. I'm all in. And if we're all in and we'll wholeheartedly get committed to the things of God, you won't believe the promises that we'll start watching. One after another after another. We've seen a few the last few weeks. You just watch. Well, God, I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, God has a great plan, a great purpose here. And we're over halfway back in the amount of people. There's a whole lot more people that need God's promises. Some of them need to get saved. Some of them need to live like they are saved. Some people need some encouragement. Some need some people. I'm telling you, this is the greatest church I've ever been a part of. If I didn't believe that, I'd be somewhere else. I'm wholeheartedly in. And I'm just looking for a bunch of people who want to go with me. Let's go together. Let's be all in. Let's be all in. Can we do that?
We're so glad you joined us. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit cmchurch.net.